Blackstone Audio presents The Memory of Earth, Homecoming, Volume 1, by Orson Scott Card. To a good reader, a good friend, and most important, a good man, Jeff Alton. Prologue. The master computer of the planet Harmony was afraid. Not in a way that any human would recognize. No clammy palms, no dry mouth, no sick dread in the pit of the stomach. It was only a machine, without moving parts, drawing power from the sun and data from its satellites, its memory, and the minds of 500 million human beings. Yet it could feel a kind of fear, a sense that things were slipping out of its control, that it no longer had the power to influence the world as it had before. What it felt was, in short, the fear of death. Not its own death, for the master computer had no ego, and cared not at all whether it continued to exist or not. Instead, it had a mission, programmed into it millions of years before, to be the guardian of humanity on this world. If the computer became so feeble that it could no longer fulfill its mission, then it knew, without doubt, every projection it was capable of making confirmed it, that within a few thousand years, humanity would once again be faced with the one enemy that could destroy it. Humanity itself, armed with such weapons that a whole planet could be killed. Now is the time, the master computer decided. I must act now, while I still have some influence in the world, or a world will die.